KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Over the years, we have crept ever closer to that. Joining me today, just Emily and I, we're kind of catching up on things that are going on, and there's some exciting things happening in Arcata today, right, Emily?
Yeah, so we've been talking for years about the Bay Trail, and fortunately, today there will be a trail opening of the urban section of the Arcata's urban section of the Humboldt Bay Trail.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and that will be happening at noon at 9th and L Streets. So right in the heart of the Creamery District, and this is, this is the trail that we've been talking about for it's been rideable for, a month or a couple months, but now all of the work along the trail is complete with the trail crossings and the lighting, and so this goes from just north of Samoa Boulevard through the Creamery District, kind of parallel to L Street, and then crosses Alliance, and then goes through Shea Park, and then parallels the new Foster Avenue Road to the new roundabout at Sunset, right before 101, and crossing over towards HSU. So it's a great mile and a half. I don't know exact mileage, about a mile and a half. Great, fun, smooth trail. Have already seen tons of people walking and biking on it and using it for commuting and for fun. It's great. It's going to be a great opening.
Fantastic. So explain how this looks. Is it bike lanes on existing road? Is it new trail? What is it?
Yeah, so it's mostly new trail. So there's a new paved trail from Samoa to Alliance. And so it uses some of the right-of-way that was L Street. So L Street no longer kind of goes through the Creamery District area. Mm-hmm. If you're on L Street in a car, you have to turn off at different roads. But this trail goes parallels the existing railroad tracks. So it's a rail-width trail design. And so it shoots north through the Creamery District and then hits Alliance. And it crosses Alliance, and then it utilized, the city expanded the sidewalk that was on the east side of Alliance for a short distance, so it's a lot wider, and it's a multi-use trail for mm-hmm. walking and biking. And then the trail takes off through Shea Park and along Foster Avenue and becomes asphalt again and a really wide, nice multi-use trail.
Fantastic. And this is really the opening volley, if you will, for the Humboldt Bay Trail. This is the first part of it.
Yeah, no kidding. So this is the first part. There's already been a lot of momentum with the city has funding to extend the trail for the Humboldt Bay Trail North section that will go from Samoa Boulevard through the Arcata Marsh and to about a third of the way around the bay. And a lot of that will also be a rail-width trail. But this shows a lot of great momentum, and there's already been a lot of use within Arcata.
Fantastic. This is so great. And as you said, the next step is, of course, going to be taking it all the way to, Braycut, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the city will be getting the trail all the way to the Braycut area, and then the county has funding for the design phase for getting the trail from Braycut to Eureka.
That is so fantastic. And, of course, Eureka is going full steam ahead with the waterfront trail, which will go all around the city of Eureka along the waterfront. And that will, of course, hook into the Bay Trail as well. This will be one long, contiguous trail when it's all said and done.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's great just to be able to celebrate kind of starting to see that actually on the ground. So
it's exciting.
That's what's really exciting. So if you happen to be near the Arcata area today at noon, the grand opening will be at 9th and L Streets.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
And, of course, you and I ran into each other at Larry from the CCCs is moving away, anyway, heading off to Sacramento. Anyone who knows Larry, and it's half the county. half the county was at his going away party. We ran into each other, and we were kind of talking about how much has happened since we started Happy Trails back in 2007. And there's been just such wonderful momentum and movement. It's very exciting.
Yeah, and I think the kind of trail challenges have shifted, and the kind of leadership and community advocacy around trails has really shifted as well in those 8 years. You know, back in 2007, there was, you know, the community needed to have a strong voice to say, hey, we want trails, and yep, here are the benefits, and here's why. And now, you know, this has been become such a priority of all of the local municipalities that it's being championed by kind of our local governments. And so you know, which is so great to see, because we're seeing a lot of momentum. And I feel like then the support for trails has shifted a bit to take in this new realm of supporting local governments to be able to continue to construct trails and maintain trails. So I think that's where the founding of the Volunteer Trail Stewards happened, was there was a realization that, hey, we're going to be building all these trails, but we really need to have community involvement to make sure that they're maintained, they're in a space where people really want to go and feel safe, and community members can really be a key part in making that happen.
I'll tell you what's really cool about it. Not only does having trail stewards help save money for the county and the municipalities, but it also, there's a buy-in with the community. It's our trail, and we're taking care of it. And that's really cool.
Yeah, no kidding. And that has really expanded to the kind of the numbers of trails that the Volunteer Trail Stewards are helping to maintain. You know, it's not just maintenance on the Hammond and the Hikshari, but it's also trail construction in the Arcata Community Forest and getting started with the North Coast Regional Land Trust at Freshwater Farms, but also expanding to taking care of community parks. The Cooper Gulch Volunteer Trail Stewards has just launched in the last couple months. And so neighbors in the Cooper Gulch area in Eureka are meeting every third Saturday from 9 to 11 and really doing a lot in the Cooper Gulch area.
And again, it's that same kind of thing where it really brings the community together and also saves the community money as well.
Yeah, and so I think there's several things happening of people being really excited about trails and wanting to get involved. But I also think that there's been a lot of momentum in community members really taking a passionate interest in making sure that their public spaces are clean and welcoming and inviting for everyone. So I think, you know, we've seen a lot of efforts to have more organized cleanups or park work days. You know, speaking of Cooper's Gulch, there's a group of neighborhood residents that are getting together and reaching out and trying to hear from neighbors about what they would really envision to improve Cooper Gulch. That group is looking at how can the waterfront trail connect to Cooper's Gulch and how can each of the neighborhood connections into the park be have signage and say, yay, here's a park here. It's not just a dead-end street. So that group has been really active and is actually going to be meeting again in Cooper's Gulch at the Recreation Center on Wednesday, December 2nd at 5:30. There was a group just this Saturday up the street from where I live in Eureka at Hammond Park that had a park work day. And the city helped a neighborhood group kind of organize the event. And there was a lot of trash pickup, a lot of plantings of both edible landscaping and edible plants and kind of some great herbs and flowers. And it really made a difference. And I think there's a lot of people have been concerned about the types of things that have been happening in some of our public spaces and recognize that they can really make a difference by talking with their neighbors and getting out there and actually, you know, making our parks even more inviting.
Absolutely. It is truly wonderful to see.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think this has also been great momentum with, you know, several of our local businesses, you know, too. There's been the Packout Green Team that has been working on weekly 60-minute cleanups where a ton of people go out to one place and do a big job in 1 hour and pick up tons of trash, and really also kind of help discourage, you know, the type of dumping that we often see in our kind of outdoor spaces. So, you know, I think there's just a lot of momentum around this, and I think that is only that kind of community involvement is only going to be a positive for our public space and trails moving forward.
Fantastic. And it makes it such a more of a livable community when all that is going on and it's cleaner and better and, you know, trash is being picked up. It makes everything better.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. And it's a lot more inviting for people to want to be outside and a lot more inviting for visitors coming into our area. So, yeah. And it's what we, you know, as individuals, we could do alone, but it's, you get a lot more done when it's a group of people doing that all together.
Yep. So let's recap all the things that are in progress right now. We have got the Bay Trail in progress right now. We've got the Eureka Waterfront Trail in progress right now. We have got the big open green space between Cutton and Redwood Acres. What's that called again? My mind is going blank.
McKay
Community Forest. That's going on right now. There's just so much stuff moving forward. It's so fantastic.
Yeah, and the last time, or maybe a couple weeks ago, we touched on that there was going to be a discussion of a McKinleyville Community Forest
right.
at the Board of Supervisors. And so that discussion happened at the Board of Supervisors and also at the McKinleyville Community Services District Board. And there has really been a ton of positive response from the McKinleyville community and the Board of Supervisors and the MCSD of people really being interested in maintaining that open space and green space in the backyard of McKinleyville
right.
and perhaps having a designated community forest and public access area in the hills that are right adjacent to a lot of neighborhoods. So those conversations seem to continue, but, you know, there is a potential for a community forest that perhaps the community services district would manage. That would be between, you know, 400 and 600 acres.
And let's not forget about, because I know it's kind of like been stalled in a lot of research at this point, but there is the Annie and Mary Rail Trail, which is going to go up to Blue Lake from Arcata that we're all hoping can come to fruition and start moving into the actual building stage at some point in the near future.
Yeah, we'll have an update on that in the new year. But the city of Blue Lake and the county were starting some kind of initial studies of the Annie and Mary kind of trail alignment opportunities through the city of Blue Lake,
right.
since that would be one of the like key communities that would be using the trail.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Very exciting stuff. Alrighty, what do we have up our sleeve next time?
Yeah, we will see what is in store for next time. But we have a lot of other successes in the region that still trying to get to hear more about the trail project that is going to be happening up in Crescent City.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. It'll be a surprise for next week.
Okay. All righty. We'll roll the dice and see what happens. All right, Emily, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Cliff.
You bet. This conversation on Happy Trails, as all of them, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.